getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi, my name is Fred Williams. I have the privilege of pastoring Snohomish Community Church, located out there in beautiful Snohomish, Washington. We would love to have you come out and visit us one day. It is also my privilege to bring a brief devotional thought, and I'm focusing my thoughts from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. To begin with, we read in verse 14 of 1 Thessalonians 5, "And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, and be patient with them all." That's a real powerful and precious verse. Paul is actually speaking to this Christian church about what a church family looks like. And he begins with the words, "And we urge you, brothers." Very clearly, this is a reference to the family dynamic that should define what a church looks like. And he goes on to drive this point home as he singles out three particular groups that may find themselves in a local church setting. He talks about that there's people that are idle, that there are others that are faint-hearted, and others that are weak. And this is a huge part of being a church family. Paul is actually talking to the church family of how they are to treat these that are idle or faint-hearted or weak. And he goes on to say that they're to be patient with them all. This word patience is a verb. It's often translated to suffer long. It's clearly a fruit of the Spirit. And so Paul actually lists behaviors and attitudes that family members are to exhibit, especially to these that are going through a tricky time. First of all, he says that the flock is never ever to take revenge or retaliation against one another. These actions are actually forbidden in the church, and we see this very specifically in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15, the very next verse, where he says, "See that no one repays evil for evil." This is never to be part of the church. This is not to be done from an assertive aggressiveness or even a passive aggressive way. The church is never ever to act in a way that would come across as revengeful or wanting to take retaliation. Paul also singles out in verse 15, toward the end of the verse, that the flock is always to exhibit kindness, especially to those who are going through a difficult season. We read very specifically where Paul says, "But always seek to do good to one another and to everyone." In other words, instead of negative attitudes and actions, the flock is to be kind and loving to one another. It's vital that we understand that Paul is actually not speaking to the church pastors at this point. He's putting the responsibility of caring for those going through hardship, caring for those that are going through a difficult time with kindness and love. He's putting that responsibility on the flock, on the brothers and sisters that make up the body. It's a beautiful picture of what the local church is supposed to look like.
You've been listening to Pastor Fred Williams from Snohomish Community Church. To find out more about the church, visit them online at wersCC.org. To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.